The advice in this podcast is intended as a general guide and does not cover any individual or corporate circumstances. Kyo Accountancy Group strongly recommend that formal tax advice be obtained before any steps are taken by individuals or corporates that may have a tax effect.
Hi everyone, this is Emily Kyo, Director of Kyo Accountants Group, and welcome to Making Money Move. Today I'm joined by Gary Kelly of GK Media. Gary is a long-standing client of Kyo Accountants Group, and we actually grew up in the same estate.
Oh, I have plenty of stories about you.
Yeah, we won't go there today though. Today Gary is going to talk to us about the benefits of social media and business. And I, for one, was very naive. So I used to do it all myself, And then I came to you. And you've been doing it ever since. And I wouldn't say it's a cost. It's definitely an investment, because the amount of customers you gain from having your social media, strong social media presence and putting out the right information and targeting the audience and letting people see a glimpse of what you do yourself and your business. And it makes it that more a bit personable, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose it all started when we set up the company in 2013 and we were doing videos initially. So someone would come to us and say, oh, I want a video done. And I would say, why? And they said, oh, our competitor has done a video. So we want one done. And we said, okay, fair enough. So we'd make the video and it wouldn't go anywhere. And we'd call up that client and say, you know, what happened? Did you not like the video because you didn't publish it anywhere? And they'd be like, oh, I don't know how to use Facebook or Instagram or anything like that. Or some people did and they would just put it up, but they wouldn't actually create any campaign around it whatsoever. And it, for us personally, it was really frustrating because we were putting so much effort and work into the video in the sense of it's a creative process. You put a lot of thought and passion and planning into it. And then when it doesn't go anywhere, it's like a punch in the stomach. So we said, look, we got to help people out. Not only is it a case of making videos, but for some people, we have to nearly hold them by the hand and guide them through digital marketing and get the video out there, create the campaign so they get as much use for the video as they can, because, you know, videos do cost a lot of money. So there's no point spending thousands on something and it doesn't go anywhere. So then we ended up opening up another service of the business, which was marketing. So we would train people up or their staff on how to use the various social media platforms. Or we would act as consultants, help them with campaigns and so on. And it could be the social media channels. It could be traditional media like radio campaigns, newspaper, print. It could be their website. Maybe their business sells better through the website if they have an e-commerce store or whatever. So that ended up being one area. And then after a while, people or businesses realized they were in a position where they realized that definitely being present on social media works, but they just don't have the time to do it.
Exactly.
Or, you know, there's a client at the moment that we're working with where every time they said, okay, we need to get someone in to do, you know, we need to employ someone specifically to do social media in the company. Once that person came in, after a couple of weeks, they were dragged into a different area of the business because it was demanding at the time. It was peak season. And that person never went back doing social media management again internally for that company. So I suppose the beauty of outsourcing social media management is you have a company like ourselves, GK Media, where we can come in and we can do the videos, we can do the podcasts, we can do the photographs, we can do the graphic design of the posts that go out there, the reels, we can help you out with your website because we have web designers in the company. So you're getting that full suite of services. And, you know, you're not dealing with someone who's gone on holidays or, you know, might be out on leave for a certain amount of time. You have a team working on creating assets for your business that can be published online at whatever frequency you want and whatever amount of social media channels you have. And I suppose the important thing for people to realize is, you know, you have your Twitters, your Snapchat, your TikTok, your Facebook, your Instagram and all that. But which channel out there speaks most to your audience? Because you're not going to connect with your core audience on every channel. So you got to put more emphasis and effort on the ones. And you know, what you'd put up on LinkedIn is very different to what you put up on Instagram. You know, so I think for a business like Kyo Accountancy on Instagram, you are doing more branding than selling, but you're also trying to appeal to the young entrepreneurs out there, which again is one of the good things from COVID. A lot of young people have said, okay, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to start up a business. And they see then that, you know, Kyo Accountancy Group are out there helping young businesses get set up, have the expertise there, have that longevity in business to know what works and what doesn't work. And that's why people are coming to your door now and saying, oh, look, I've come across you online and thinking of starting a business. What are your thoughts? What should I do? Whereas on LinkedIn, then you're more in that kind of business platform where people are establishing careers or so on, but they might be looking to start off a spin-off organization, or they might be even looking to move accountant. I mean, I was in previous businesses because I started out in business over 20 years ago, and I wasn't happy with my accountant at the time. I mean, the fees were just pulled out of the air every so often. They couldn't back up the reason for the fees that they were giving me. And like, I'm often slagged at home that I still have my communion money. I'd be counting the pennies. And yeah, I just thought, I didn't like that. Whereas when I went into yourselves, there was that
added value.
Yeah, but there was that hunger to say, oh, we want Gary to succeed. And someone was asking me before, you know, why are you a Keogh accountancy and not someone else? And I said, because they're actually genuinely interested in my business. So it's not like every year I get an email saying, okay, it's your annual returns, or every 2 months, send us in your VAT receipts to do your VAT returns. There's more of an ongoing communication and interest. And, you know, I can drop a text, say, look, I'm thinking of doing this. That's what I like. It's that support. And I suppose on the flip side, that's what we're trying to do for clients as well in the services we deliver.
But I was just about to say that, because it's not just posts and content and podcasts. It's actually advisory. You know, like, you can ring me and say, I think you should do this. And I'm like, oh my God, that's a brilliant idea. So you create the ideas, and I'm like, oh my God, I could never have thought of that.
Because it's constantly changing. So what worked in social media 2 years ago isn't working today. So you're always trying to keep your eye on the ball. But then again, personally for us, it's great when you have a client who's adventurous enough to try out different things. Because I remember, you know, I was in an organization before as an employee, and I was always coming to the table with ideas. And one of the most frustrating responses I was constantly getting was, no, we won't do that, because this is what we've always done and this is what we'll keep doing. And that organization has suffered since, and the industry for them has changed a lot since. And I don't think, I mean, anyone who's had any sort of longevity in business, what you did at the start doesn't work today. You have to keep changing, keep adapting. And the same with social media. It's the same with marketing, same with branding. And unfortunately, I've seen in many organizations where when times get tough and, you know, you have to tighten the belt, the first thing that's cut is marketing. And there are repercussions. So it's important for people to understand that when you start a marketing campaign, it can be, and it generally is, slow. So it could be maybe 3-6 months in that you actually start seeing the return, but it has a longevity. So you might, after a year, we'll say, stop marketing and say, oh no, this is going great. Now I've gotten way more business than we had before, so I'm going to stop. And it tithers on for another maybe 3-6 months, but then it just comes to a halt. And I was urging businesses during COVID to keep some sort of presence online, just themselves alone. Just keep creating content or pushing content out there, or even just trying to engage or connect with that audience that you have built up over the years. Just because the front door of your business is closed, don't just close all your communication online. And
you said that to me as well. Like, you were very vocal about that. And you did podcasts throughout that time in COVID.
Yeah. And there's one business who I said, keep the communication channel open, and they didn't. And they're open now for, I'd say, nearly a year at this stage. And their footfall is down more than 50% to pre-COVID.
And that's the importance of social media. That's the society we live in. Anybody wants to look up any business, any product, any service, they go to Google, they go to Instagram, they go to Facebook, they go to LinkedIn, they go to TikTok. That's where they go.
Yeah.
That's just the way the business has gone. And if you don't adapt to that change, your business won't succeed.
Yeah. And even a little thing that you're doing now on your emails is you have a photograph and maybe links to your social media channels or the podcast and so on. And again, it's bringing more personality. And I think that's one of the secret ingredients of, you know, staying out there and being relevant to people, is allow more of your personality to come through in the content that you do. So this podcast is an example. So, you know, there isn't many accountants out there doing podcasts. And it's not about you banging the drum saying we're great. It's about you giving tips and advice to people, and maybe talking to some of your customers as well, your own clients, and hopefully they can bring a bit of added value to those who are listening to the podcast. But yeah, it's been more creative and it's been out there more. So I suppose traditional marketing was, you know, you put an advert in the newspaper and you would hope that someone picked up the newspaper, and when they did pick it up, that they opened up the newspaper, and when they did open it up, that they did come across your little advert, whatever, and when they did come across your advert, that it was relevant to them at that time. And that could have cost you a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Whereas with social media, you can just be bouncing around there in the background all the time, letting your personality show, giving them tips, giving them advice, and you're in their subconscious. And, you know, a good example I always say to people is Coca-Cola. Everyone knows what Coca-Cola is. We know what it tastes like. We know where we can buy it. Why are they still advertising? Because it's that they are in your subconscious all the time. So when you walk into a shop and you're like, oh, I'm a little bit thirsty, what they are hoping you will think of instead of maybe water is Coca-Cola.
And that's the benefit of having outsourcing your social media to somebody who can inspire you and drive you on to actually make the best of your business services, whether it be services, products, whatever you're selling, that you're doing it in such a way that you're maximizing profit.
Yeah, so I always think it's good to get an outside opinion. And even from my own business, I bounce off a group of peers to get their opinion of, you know, what I'm doing, or if I'm looking to scale in a certain area, what are their thoughts on it? We come into a business, we're curious to find out more about that business, see what their strengths are, design or create or get more clarity on their customer profiles. And I suppose by the client getting that outside, that overview from the outside, that helps them, because we're coming in with ideas and we're like, okay, we think you should do this and this and this and this, and you should do it because X, Y, and Z. And maybe you don't have to go for everything. You know, we'll say, look, this is the key area you need to focus on now. Maybe in 6 months down the road, focus on something else. But it is that thing that I think is important of, you know, when we go into an organization, we can help them out with their website. We can help them out if they're looking for video content. We can help them out if they're looking for photography of their products. We can help them out with maybe graphic designs for social media and so on, that we understand their business. So
it's a sales strategy.
Yeah, and it wasn't intentional. It was just we saw that these were things that businesses needed. And I suppose for the business owner, it's handy that you don't have to explain your business to the website designers, and then you ring up another company, finally figure out, okay, I'll go with them for video, and explain your business from scratch again to them. And then you go on to someone else for social media and so on. So I suppose what we're trying to do is be that one-stop shop where we provide the full suite of services for people when it comes to digital media. Like, my own background is more traditional marketing. So I did film in college many, many years ago, and digital didn't really exist back then. So And there was MySpace and Bebo, but no one was seeing them as a platform really for promoting one's business. But then the whole digital revolution took off a few years later, and I was working in radio, and I definitely saw the strengths of radio. I mean, the good things about radio and newspapers and having an article in them or having an advert in them or whatever is there's loyalty there. So someone is used to turning on the radio every Monday morning at 9 o'clock, and they're expecting to hear a certain presenter every Monday at 9 o'clock. And over years listening to that presenter, there's a loyalty that has been created there. But we're seeing now that that is shifting, because people are following, for instance, influencers online. And these influencers tell them everything that they're doing from the moment they get up in the morning to when they go to bed at night. And people have an invested interest in them. And because they're seeing them, and they are nearly becoming part of their day or their routine.
There's a connection with
them. A connection. And then it's with influencers being involved in businesses that helps. And now it's really trying to get businesses, maybe not as frequent, but to realize that having a presence online and showing more about yourself and your business and being more human so people can connect with you, that there is huge benefits in that.
So as a business owner, like, I find it really beneficial. And this time 3 years ago, I wouldn't have been in that zone, that I found GK Media, who I can trust. I can totally outsource it. I don't have to worry about it. And I know that the content is on point. I know it's accurate. I know it's correct. And I know that it's driving customers up to the office, and our phones are ringing and we're getting DMs and we're getting emails with inquiries. It's such a peace of mind. There's so many things you have to do as a business owner. Mm. And the more you can outsource it, but to people you can trust and that are reliable, is huge. It frees up everyone else's time to focus on the things you should be focusing on.
You see, you're the sort of client we love. Because I suppose, firstly, you already realized that it was important and there was a necessity in being present online.
Yeah.
So you realize that. So then you also realize that you're busy and, you know, you have a lot going on, you're running the business, and with respect, you know, marketing isn't
my forte. Yeah. No, not at all.
So then you went to someone, GK Media, and said, can you help us out? And then you trusted us with the process. And because, as I said, like someone got on to me before, they were looking for us to do a marketing campaign for them. And they said, you know, I'll pay you for the first week and then we'll discuss. I said, first week? I said, no, that's pointless. Mm. Pointless. I said, you have to create a campaign. You have to run it over a certain amount of time. As the campaign is running, you're tweaking different things. You're seeing what people are reacting to. You put more effort into that, what people aren't reacting to.
Again, it's not an overnight.
It's not an overnight success.
No. It does, and you said that to me at the start. It is going to take time
to
build that presence online. And then you have to build from that.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it's just working it into people's daily routine or habits that they start. I'm like, you can put up a post every 2 weeks on Instagram, but what's going to happen is if someone doesn't look at your post within those 2 weeks and your next one is 2 weeks later, it's a month. At that stage, you've gone off their top list.
Yeah.
So you're not getting any reach or reaction at that stage from people. There's no engagement happening. It needs to be frequent. It needs to be relevant. It needs to be content that people can connect with or find useful. Again, you have to bring value to the table for people, because we're going back to the whole billboard thing of traditional marketing, where I'm just going to paste up on this billboard, this is how great we are, this is what we're doing. There's nothing there for people to latch onto. You have to try and encourage people to engage or give them content that they're going to get value out of and say, it was worth my few seconds of looking at that post or reading that blog or listening to that podcast.
And it's always good to make your business more personable, so that when your potential customer is searching online, that they feel a connection, that they can hear a voice, they can see a picture, they can clearly see your core values, they can clearly see your website, the services that you offer, that everything flows. And it's not, they don't have to juggle through and see it, that it's just all there for them in black and white.
Yeah, and you're constantly going to be changing as well.
Yeah. You know?
Like, you're always going to be making tweaks to the website. Like, there's certain software out there that you can get and you can see what people are looking at on your website. It's a bit deeper than Google Analytics and how long they're looking at it on your website. And, you know, you can figure out really what's the point where people are saying, okay, I'm going to engage, or if they're leaving the website, why, or what else are they going to? You can see even then with the insights on social media channels, what are people engaging with the most and so on. So I suppose, again, you go back to that billboard that's up there, you know, at the side of a road or an advert in the newspaper. You don't really know what people are doing once they see it. We're very blessed with the data analytics that are out there now that we can see what's going on. And it doesn't cost, in fairness, as much money as some of the traditional media has cost down through the years. But it's not that I'd rule out. There's still validity. It depends. It depends on your campaign. It depends on what service or product you're selling. It depends on who your customer is. Where is your customer? What's the best way of getting your message out to them? So maybe for some business out there, you know, social media mightn't be the way to go. But I think overall, in my opinion, it is, and the future is digital.
That's it.
And if you look at all the main apps out there, if you look at, you know, YouTube is the second most popular website in the world after Google. And people see YouTube as video, but it's a search engine. So people put in Galway or accountants in Galway, and that's where, you know, your Kyo Accountancy Group video appears. YouTube, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, these are all the big social media platforms at the moment. They're all video-based. They're all visual-based. So you need to be getting content up that is of that nature.
And you've been in business since 2013, and you've grown from strength to strength to strength to strength. You're now 9 years in business.
Yeah,
correct.
Big birthday party next May.
Yay. So, and obviously you've seen the benefits because you've marketed your own company. And that in turn has made you grow significantly over the years.
Yeah, we've been lucky in, I suppose, the fact that we're working in marketing and we're working in content creation, that naturally we have been documenting what we're doing. So on Instagram, for instance, people love following us for behind the scenes videos and shoots and banter. And I think, you know, we've allowed people to see the sort of organization we are, and we're just like, there's always a fun atmosphere in here. I'm blessed with the team I have. And again, going back to the content that's created, that, you know, you can rely on us wholeheartedly to do the job. And for me, that's down to the team that we have here. So we're very blessed with that. So definitely we know what our audience are interested in. So, you know, we get different reactions and we have different sort of demographics following us on different channels. You know, it's different people on Instagram engaging with us compared to those on LinkedIn. And then with our own podcast, Gary Talks, is very much the business community. Mm-hmm. And then we're looking to bring back a movie review podcast then later this year, all going well. And that's just for film buffs. And it's, you don't need to be interested in, be an expert in movies or TV shows. It's just a, it's a fun podcast where we slag the movies that are just disastrous and warn you off from watching them, and gladly commend the ones that are fantastic.
And that's again down to you showing your target audience the personality within JK Media, and that in turn has brought your clients to you.
Yeah, we're lucky as well, because I'd say 90-95% of the clients we have keep coming back. There's an important message there, because it doesn't matter how good your marketing is, it all comes down to the service you provide the customer.
Yes.
There was an organization before that we were doing marketing for, and they were getting a lot of people coming to the door, but they were just crap at customer service.
Yeah.
And we can't do anything about that. That's not our area of expertise. So yeah, the marketing is important, the branding, keeping your name and your message out there and so on. But you got to provide a good service. I mean, you got to ensure that that customer wants to come back again, because ultimately what's happening then is that marketing has brought them to your door. You've converted them into a sale. You've given them a great service, a great experience. So they're going to come back again. So now you can focus your budget on marketing new clients. You know, so there is that kind of little dominoes effect where you got to get the formula right to get as much value from it.
And what advice would you give to people who are in business but have not yet taken that step to have an online presence? I mean, it's not the easiest thing to do. There's fear attached to it. There's putting yourself out there. You know, it's, some people find it hard to take that step. But what advice would you give them, and what benefits would they get from doing it?
So there was an organization that we started doing social media management for a number of years ago, and they were dealing in healthcare. They were very scared of putting any content up online about the work that they do. Just, it was more in terms of, you know, would people availing of the service want that information to be shared? Would it affect the families and so on? It was more from a caring point of view, more than anything else. And I said no, because I said people need to know what it is you do, because they have a preconception and they don't realize the amount of joy and happiness you bring to people with the service you provide. And it's important to get that message out there. And they did. And they have tens of thousands of followers now on their social media channel. And all their fundraising efforts are done now through their social media accounts, as opposed to what they used to do before. And that's now where they're engaging with the public, and it's making a huge difference. So yes, anything new, anything different, change, it's always scary. Now, it depends as well, you know, is there anything interesting about your business that's worth putting up online? I've gone into organizations before and they can be some of the most boring people to meet. There's no life in them. There's no crack in them. And you're saying, oh, I don't know, will this work on social media? There's some organizations you can walk into and you feel you've actually popped out of a DeLorean and it's the 80s. There's no atmosphere. You can't get a sense of company culture, and you're really trying to figure out what is it
that will encourage
people to connect with them. And some of these businesses, they're just trying to build up a portfolio so they can then sell the business and be gone. So sometimes you just got to walk away and say no, that you can't bring anything to the table for them. But I would say for most businesses, you know, if you're in it for the long game, if you're open to the idea, it is the way to go. Like, look, the government during COVID and again recently announced in the budget, they're pushing so many grants into companies moving into digitalization. And it's the way to go. Like, why would we restrict ourselves to services or products within our local area when now with the internet we can do
service,
everything
you can globally. Widen your geographic.
Yeah. And for your sales as well, like, you have clients from all over the country.
Yeah.
It's not just Galway.
No.
So people need to think a little bit outside the box. And I suppose there can be that island mentality as well, being Irish. And, you know, I was talking to people yesterday and I was talking about certain services that we're looking at bringing into the UK market and possibly North America. And they're like, oh, would you not just stick to Ireland? I was like, why would we just stick to Ireland when
there's so much more out there?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you were saying there about the organization that you helped, and they put their presence online, and now they have tens of thousands of followers. That must feel like a huge accomplishment for you, that you've helped that certain organization grow.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it was important that their message got out there, and we're still working with them today. I have a meeting with them today, actually, at 2 o'clock. But we've expanded our services now with them. We're doing a variety of projects and creating various digital assets for them. So that's great. And that is actually, we're now doing it nationally for that sort of healthcare area as well, which is brilliant. But then there's disappointment as well. There's other organizations that dropped the ball. I remember we had one client and they increased their turnover by 10. So we'll say if they were taking in 100 grand, it was up to a million now. And they realized that they were on the pig's back, and they stopped marketing then after 2 years. And after 6 months, things started to slow down for them drastically. Because even people will think, oh, maybe they've gone out of business. I don't see them online anymore.
They
haven't put anything up on Facebook for 6 months. Yeah. Oh, things might be bad for them.
You're better off having an active social media or no social media.
Yeah, yeah. There's another organization who deal in financial loans, and they recorded their highest loan book in their entire history. And this organization was over 60 years old. So that was a big win.
That's a big win.
And then a CEO came in and didn't believe in marketing. And during COVID and the aftermath of COVID, that is really when organizations like that should be pushing low-cost loans out there for consumers, you know, with the way things are going, or people starting up businesses and so on. Huge opportunities there, and didn't execute on it, went back to what always used to work, the traditional thing. And again, they're missing that core audience that they had. And it also, for a business around so long, you really need to start investing in the upcoming generation and getting them coming in and becoming customers of your business. And they haven't been doing that. And that's an issue also.
And the cost of losing that opportunity is more expensive than the investment of outsourcing.
Absolutely. 100%, Emily. And also, you're always going to have a competitor out there. Mm. There's always someone ready to take your client, your customer. So you have to have that edge. And people, you know, again, I go back to, if you create the content that's good, relevant, gives people value, they're loyal, they'll stay with you. But if you go off the grid, or you start getting notions about yourself or whatever, it won't work.
No.
Well, I suppose the important thing to remind people of is we now walk around with devices in our hand or in our pocket. And this thing, we can check our emails, we can check the weather, we can calculate our wages next week. We can listen to the radio, we can watch television, all on a smartphone. It's mad. But we can also see what's going on in the world by watching news and social media platforms and so on. This is where people go to get their information. So you need to be present in some format on that. So again, if you're creating videos, you're there on the YouTube, you're there on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. You're creating podcasts, you're on their Spotify, their Google Podcasts and so on. You're writing blogs. You have a website that's active and that you're analyzing what people are looking at on your website. So you're making changes, because that's another thing as well, I suppose. People spend a lot of time putting effort into their social media platforms. But I always say, look at your website as your shop. So what you put up on social media is like nearly a teaser. And all the information that they need to get is at your website.
Yeah.
So you want them to go to your virtual shop. You might put something up about pensions and the importance of focusing on pensions at the moment, and how you can get tax breaks on it when you're doing your returns. And then people might go to your website and say, oh, I see they do succession planning as well, and oh, they do consultancy, or they do VAT returns, or they do payrolls. Oh, I'm going to the About Me to see what Emily Keogh looks like and what's her bio and so on. And that's then where they get all the information. And what you're hoping from there then is that the call to action takes place, where they say, oh, I'm going to send an email, make a phone call, or walk through the door. It's harder, I think, at times to get a call to action for a service just on social media. And we put whereas with a product, it's a bit easier to do a sale on social media of a product. But I say to people, we put a lot of effort and thought into creating content for social media, but make sure your website is good as well. Check the stats of your website. Look at the analytics. Look at what people are doing when they go to your website. Are they making that call to action or are they not? And why not? Is there information missing? Is it hard to find where to get your contact details and so on? Does it look out of date? You know, are you a Galway-based organisation but you look like you're based in Tokyo or something with your stock photography that is completely irrelevant to your business and so on? So be aware of the consumer and the browsing. And as you were saying at the start of this podcast, people go out and they do their research now. So I suppose before, if you were looking for a plumber, you'd text or you'd call down to your neighbour and say, oh, I'm looking for a plumber. Do you know anyone? Nowadays, we tend to just go off and go on that journey of research ourselves. Again, there's been tradespeople that I've come across before on social media. And then I go to the website and the website is archaic. Last updated 2012 or something like that. And you're like, oh, I don't know. So I think just get all the elements right. If you're putting the effort into creating a strong online presence, make sure all the channels that you're communicating on, including your website, represents you and your business as best as it possibly can.
Yeah, that's great advice, Otis. And it's important to note that COVID did make people adapt and some of them just left their offices and that office presence is now gone and they've moved their presence totally to online. And that's the importance of having an online presence, that in the next 10 to 20 years, that may be where it's all going to be.
Yeah, even where our studio is now. So we set up the studio March of this year, 2022. And there was a company in here before we moved in here and they've all gone online now. The entire floor was an organization that's moved everything online and remote working and so on. And the interesting thing about that is we can see from looking at the data analytics of various clients' social media platforms how the engagement and the viewership of their channels has changed over the last 12 to 18 months. So before there was a bit of a pattern. I mean, I used to go around pre-COVID giving various talks at conferences on marketing and the importance even of video marketing. And there was pretty much a template that you could work off of. This is the best time to post on Instagram. This is the best time to post on Facebook and so on. That's all completely changed now because people pick up their phones more often because it's not that the boss isn't around, but when you're working remotely, there's technology there in front of you. You're on Zoom. After that Zoom meeting, you need to go and get a coffee or walk around the garden or something. You pick up your smartphone for a bit of escapism. So people are now accessing online content more regularly. There's no set pattern like there used to be. And I often say to people as well, you know, don't believe what those gurus in inverted commas are saying out there about when is the best time to post. The best time to post on social media is when your audience is engaging with your channel. How do you find that out? You go in and you view the insights. So everyone, you know, has a different peak time of when is the best time to post. And you need to go in and find that out for yourself, or you need to get in touch with GK Media.
Exactly.
We'll do that for you.
Leave it to the experts.
Leave it to the experts. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so it's great in that sense that people are online, I think, more often. And look, they're shopping online. People are going online for escapism. Like I know when my wife comes home, she came home last night at 9 o'clock, she was gone for 12 hours. She must have spent about 40 minutes when she got home just scrolling.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what people do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's when they just buy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they look for something they need. And the first page that comes up, the first, second, third page is who they go to. So when clients ring me, new clients, and I'm like, oh, how did you hear about us? And they're like, Google.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I'm like, Google now have gotten rid of Google My Business and they've brought it into Google Maps. And that's interesting now as well because reviews is one of the big things at the moment. So if you have a business, I strongly encourage you to start asking your customers to give you a Google review. And they're nearly making TripAdvisor irrelevant
now.
Obsolete,
yeah, because, yeah.
So everyone's going to rely on Google reviews for a business. So Google are smart, like Google own YouTube. And their big competition is Facebook Inc., which is Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Mm. So they're two big giants in competition with each other. And you need to be present on both of them because they're both fighting it between each other. But at the same time, you're benefiting because they're so powerful out there, especially for businesses. So yeah, the advice would be to certainly get people out there to be doing Google reviews for you. Get your profile set up properly where you have photographs of your business or your products or the staff or whatever. Get that on your Google profile as well. Like, they're free.
That's it, yeah.
It and just like, takes time and effort.
And if you put the work in, or obviously like if you outsource it to GK Media, it will generate more sales.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a no-brainer.
I started off in 2013 in an attic.
That's it, yeah.
At home. And I knew what I wanted to do and I knew what I had to do. And it was just constantly pushing our message out there as to what we're doing and people following us on that journey and seeing us grow and seeing the team grow and seeing our services grow. And like, there's clients that I started out with in 2013 that we're still working with today as we get closer to the 10th birthday. You have to have the whole formula right, but people aren't going to come to your door unless you start kind of shouting a bit about your business and telling people why they should do business with you, what's great about you, what makes you unique. And where most people consume that content today is online. So I honestly think if you want to have a future and you want your business to have a future, you need to be online. And if marketing is not your expertise, there is help out there.
Thank you, Gary, for that. That was really insightful. And I hope that kind of gave people an understanding of where the future of business is going. Albeit it's not for every business, but it is for the majority of businesses out there that you do have a strong online presence.
Yeah.
And if people are looking for more information on GK Media, where would they find it?
They can head to our website, gkmedia.ie, or they can drop us an email to info@gkmedia.ie.
Thank you, Gary, for your time, and thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have any queries, you can email us at info@accountancygoa.com, and all our contact details are on the website at accountancygoa.com.